Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Frank Trumbauer. What I propose to do is to play a number of recordings of Frank Trumbauer, or recordings that include Frank Trumbauer, but not Bix. Of course, we know that Bix and Tram were a pair that went together first in St. Louis in 1925, then with the Jean Goldcat Orchestra in 1926 to 27. And with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra from 27 to 29. Let me read first about Frank Trumbauer from Who's Who of Jazz by John Chilton. Frank Trumbauer was born in Carbondale, Illinois on May 30th, 1901, so his birthday is next week. He died in Kansas City, Missouri on June 11, 1956. His mother was a concert pianist. His son, Bill, became a professional trumpet player and music teacher. Raised in St. Louis, during early teens, played piano, trombone, flute, and violin before concentrating in C melody sax. Later in his career, Trumbauer also recorded on cornet, alto sax, and bassoon. At 17, formed own band in St. Louis, then after service in U.S. Navy, returned to St. Louis to join Max Goldman's orchestra, subsequently with Ted Jensen's band and Earl Fuller. Joined Gene Rodemich's band and with them made the recording debut. Worked with Joe Kaiser's orchestra in 1921, then joined Benson Orchestra in Chicago before playing with Ray Miller's orchestra during 23-24. Subsequently became a musical director for the Gene Goldcat organization and led a band at the Arcadia Ballroom, which featured Bix Beiderbecke. Together with Bix, played for Gene Goldcat until 27. During this time, these two musicians made many small band recordings together. They both worked in Adrian Rollini's short-lived big band, September-October 1927, and with Paul Whiteman's orchestra. Trumbauer remained with Whiteman until the spring of 1932, organized own band and did extensive touring before rejoining Whiteman in late 1933. Co-led the Three T's in late 1936 with Jack and Charlie Teagarden, then left Whiteman and moved to the West Coast, co-led band with Manny Klein, then worked with George Stoll early 1938, before organizing own big band, March 1938, using the name Trumbar, T-R-O-M-B-A-R. left full-time music in March 1939 to become an inspector for the Civil Aeronautics Authority in Kansas City. Led own band again in 1940, worked as a test pilot throughout World War II. In late 1945, returned to music and worked with Russ Case's studio group and with Raymond Page, NBC Orchestra in New York. Moved to Santa Monica in 1947, retired from full-time music, again worked for Civil Aeronautical Authority in Kansas City, but continued to play occasionally and guested at Dixieland Jubilee Biggs Tribute in October 1952. Collapsed and died in the foyer of St. Mary's Hospital, Kansas City. Okay, the first two recordings that I want to play are with the Cotton Pickers. Now, the Cotton Pickers began their recording career in 1922, and they went on as a studio band, as a recording band, until 1929. From 1922 to 1926, the recurring musician was Miff Maul. Other musicians were changing, but Miff Maul was always there. During 1924, the Cotton Pickers could be viewed as a band within the band of Ray Miller, because all of the musicians in those recordings around 1924 and early 25 were from the Ray Miller's band. Okay. The two recordings that I want to play are from February 6, 1925. By the way, all of the discographical information that I'm going to give today comes from Tram, the Frank Trombauer story by Philip R. Evans and Larry F. Kinner with William Trombauer. This is the nice biography of Trombauer by Phil Evans, the researcher that spent most of his life researching Big Spider Back. Anyway, February 6, 1925, the Cotton Pickers, band within the band of Ray Miller, Roy Johnston on trumpet, Miff Maul on trombone, Frank Trombauer on C melody and alto, Larry Abbott on clarinet and alto, Rube Bloom on piano, Frank DiPrima on banjo, Louis Chassagne on brass or string bass, Ward Archer on drums. And the tunes are Mishawaka Blues and Jacksonville Gal. So let's listen to Frank Trombauer with the Cotton Pickers in the year 1925. Thank you. Did you notice a couple of things? First, in the recording of Jackson Bilgel, towards the end there, there's a little bit of a trading force between trumpet and saxophone. And the beginning of the melody in Mishikawa Blues reminds me tremendously of It's the Blues, the 1924-25 recording by Gene Golcat. Anyway, the next two recordings that I want to play are with the Trumbauer with the Mount City Blue Blores. First, let me read a little bit about Red McKenzie from the sensational CD Red McKenzie Volume 1, 1924-1927. William McKenzie was born in St. Louis in either 1899 or 1901, the last of 10 children. He broke both arms while riding as a jockey and left to become a bellhop at the Claridge Hotel. Standing outside, he folded a piece of paper over a comb and blew some hot tunes of the day to keep from getting bored. A clerk from the Butler's Brothers store across the street, Dick Slevin, came out with his kazoo. He knew a banjo player named Jack Bland, and as corny as it sounds, history was made. They went to Chicago with Gene Rodmich and his orchestra as a novelty act. Isham Jones got them a record date at Brunswick, and the Mount City Blue Blowers exploded onto the music scene. When they went on tour, they met Eddie Lang in Atlantic City, who joined them. They went to London, returning in 1925 and resuming recording as hot and as syncopated as ever. In early 1924, the Mount City Blue Blowers got Frank Trumbauer to join them and made a couple of recordings in Chicago. The first one that I want to play is Sen with Frank Trumbauer on C Melody Sax, Red McKenzie on comb, Dick Slavin on kazoo, and Jack Bland on banjo. And then I'll play Red Hot, the same date, perhaps, and the same group of musicians. So here is Frank Trumbauer with the Mount City Blue Blowers in 1924. By the way, I wonder if Red McKenzie and Frank Trumbauer knew each other in St. Louis. Anyway, Frank Trumbauer, 1924. Woo-hoo! 1923, Frank Trumbauer was with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago and made a bunch of recordings with them. The two that I want to play are first Min Min Mama, recorded on August 21st, 1923 at the Victor Studios in Camden, New Jersey, with Walter Zuraski and Herb Carlin on trumpet, Art Weiss on trombone, Frank Trumbauer C melody, Stuart Williams clarinet alto, Marvin Thatcher tenor saxophone, Myron Fisher on violin, Don Bester piano, Joseph Miller banjo, Pierre Olcair on brass bass, and George Brummerberg on drums. The next will be from September 10, the same band, and this is Wolverine Blues. So let's listen then to Frank Trumbauer in 1923 with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, recording in New York.
Thank you.
Didn't the Wolverine Blues recording sound a bit like ragtime, at least at the beginning? Trumbauer was with Ray Miller between March of 1923 and April 1924, made a bunch of recordings with them. I'd like to play a couple of them. First, from September 27, 1924, Doodle Doo Doo. And the band here has Charles Rocco and Roy Johnston on trumpets, Miff Mall and Andy Sindelar on trombone, Frank Trombauer, Larry Abbott, Billy Richards, Andy Sanella on reeds, Dan Yates on violin, Tommy Satterfield and Rube Bloom on piano, Frank DiPrima on banjo, Louis Chassagne on brass bass, and Ward Archer on drums. I will follow that with an October 13, 1924 recording. Basically the same band. Not basically, exactly the same band. And the tune that I want to play is Me and the Boyfriend. It's an arrangement by Tommy Satterfield. So let's listen to Frank Trombauer with the Ray Miller Orchestra, 1924. Thank you. Bix was in every recording that Frank Trombauer and his orchestra made between February 4th, 1927, when they recorded Sing the Blues, and April 30, 1929, when they recorded No One Can Take Your Place, and I Like That. That was the last time that Bix played with the Frank Trombauer Orchestra. Frank Trombauer continued the recording with small groups, 1929, 1930. And I'd like to play a couple of these, both from September 18, 1929. The members of the band are Andy Sigrist on cornet, Charles Margulis on trumpet, Bill Rank on trombone, Frank Trombauer C melody, saxophone, Irving Friedman on clarinet, tenor sax, Chet Hazlett on alto, Min Liebrook on bass saxophone, Joe Venuti on violin, Lenny Hayton on piano and celeste, Eddie Lang on guitar, and George Marsh on drums. And the vocals are by Smith Ballou in both tunes. First, Love Ain't Nothing But the Blues, and then How Am I to Know? So here is Frank Trombauer with his own orchestra, 1929.
Thank you.
Now I'd like to get in a couple of recordings of Trumbauer with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra after Bix had left the band in September of 1929. Okay, the first tune is from October 18, 1929, Should I? It's a tune by Ignacio Herbert Brown and Arthur Freed from the motion picture Lord Byron of Broadway. It's an arrangement by Lenny Hayton. Has a vocal by Jack Fulton, and the members of the band are Charles Margulis and Harry Goldfield on trumpet, Andy Sigrist on cornet, Boyce Cullen, Wilbur Hall, Bill Rank, and Jack Fulton on trombone, Chester Hazlitt on alto sax clarinet, Charles Strickfaden baritone sax, Bernie Daly and Frank Trumbauer on alto sax, Roy Redmeyer on alto sax or tenor sax, Irving Friedman on tenor sax, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell on violin, Roy Barge on piano, Lenny Hayton on celeste, Min Liebruck on brass bass, Mike Trafficante on string bass, Mike Pingitore on banjo, Eddie Lang on guitar, and George Marsh on drums, cymbals, and vibraphone. Let me read to you what Don Reno says about this tune in his Paul Whiteman biography. It says, a lovely melody, very well arranged by Hayton, with some fine celeste by Hayton and guitar by Lang underneath Fulton's falsetto vocal. The 16-bar duet with Trumbauer and Hazlitt is stunning. Indeed it is. Listen to it carefully. I'll follow that with a recording from June 9, 1930. That's Sitting on a Rainbow, vocal by the King's Jesters, an arrangement by Bill Challis. And the members of the band are Andy Sigrist on cornet, Nat Natoli, Harry Goldfield on trumpet, Jack Fulton, Bill Rank, Herb Winfield on trombone, Frank Trumbauer, Chester Hazlitt, Fod Livingston, Charles Strickfaden on reeds, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell, Matty Malnick on violin, Mike Pingitore on banjo, Roy Barge on piano, Mike Trafficante on string bass, and George Marsh on drums. So let's listen to a couple of recordings of Frank Trumbauer with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, 1929 and 1930. Thank you.
sight beneath the pale moonlight and swear by stars above you. Could I repeat the sweetest story told? Could I entreat? Would it be too bold? Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you?
Want to wind up this tribute to Frank Trombauer, if I may call it so, because of his birthday coming up next week, with a couple of recordings with Joe Venuti's Blue Four. These are the only recordings that Trumbar made with Giovenuti's Blue 4 or 5. This is from October 18, 1929, with Frank Trumbauer in the first selection, both on bassoon as well as C melody sax, Giovenuti on violin, Lenny Hayden on piano, and Eddie Lang on guitar. It's Running Ragged, according to Evans, also known as Bamboozling the Bassoon. And the next selection is Apple Blossoms, from the same date, the same group, with a lot of Debussy's quotes in here. Let me read to you what Richard Solhalter says in the Old Masters CD Tram 3 volumes about these recordings. It says he also shows two Trumbauer shows two contrasting faces on the Venuti Blue 4 selections made at OK the same day. Running Ragged finds him on bassoon, and he does it well, though somewhat restricted in his ability to use awkwardly fingered accidentals. His C melody verse statement on Apple Blossoms over sustained chords from the violin achieves an almost perfumed quality. So here is then Frank Trumbauer with Giovenuti's Blue 4 in 1929. you have enjoyed this little tribute to Frank Trombauer through the years from 1923 to 1930 with small bands, with big bands. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.
If you contend, this is